Still Life with Shadow as the subject. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Giorgio Morandi spent much of his career perfecting still life on canvas. In fact, he would depict the same familiar image, bottles, pitchers, vases, again and again, lending great care to color, compositional balance, and tone. Those are the same qualities that interest photographer Uta Barth. She's drawn inspiration from Morandi's still life works and snapped some photographs for a show with her own spin. They are shadows, not the subjects that are stars. Hunter Drohoyoska Philp has a review of that exhibition on this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Now, how is a modern painter like Giorgio Morandi an influence on a contemporary photographer?
Well, here's a painter who spent his whole life really painting similar still lives, and she's gone back over and over again in this show to still lives that she sets up, and each time she photographs, she sees them a little bit more clearly or in a little bit different manner. But what she's representing isn't so much the vessels, the pitchers, the bowls, and the bottles, but their shadows and their reflections.
The reflections, so the shapes of those things.
Yes, well, it's colored glass, so the light passes through the vessels. But when you look at these photographs, you can't actually tell initially whether you're seeing the object or its shadow, its reflection. And it's a very fascinating process. It makes the viewer more attentive to looking.
So it seems like there's some sort of optical illusion happening there.
Well, certainly there's a lot of optics happening.
Yeah.
And her work is largely about the act of perception, the effects of light. And in fact, that's why she, in part, won a very prestigious MacArthur Award in 2012, a genius grant, because she's so revered for her extending the ideas of minimalism and the ideas of phenomenology into photography.
It's very interesting to me because it seems like it's not so common for fine art photographers to refer to the styles of successful painters. Does that happen a lot?
It does happen a lot, but often in this case, she's not so much copying Morandi as she is kind of honing in on the difference between the way the human eye sees, which is the way a painter might see, and the way the camera sees. And these photographs embrace a thing called parallax, a kind of distortion. And she photographs the still lifes from one angle, and then she adjusts the photograph so there's also a frontal view. So when you're seeing them, you're kind of seeing two views at once. And that's something that can only happen in photography, but it's something that you as a human being you're kind of taken aback as you look at it.
It almost sounds like a hologram, like, you know, one of those funny little cards, right, that are, you turn the card and it turns one way and you turn it another. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, certainly when you walk to one side or the other of the photographs, they're also mounted on mats that she's cut at a specific angle. And she's actually like painted a little color that refers to the photograph on the edge. So they have a dimensional quality that exceeds their existence as two-dimensional objects.
Well, Uta Barth's In the Light and Shadow of Morandi is on display over at 1301 PE Gallery, kitty corner, if you will, from LACMA over on Wilshire Boulevard through April 22nd. And you can see some of her work, by the way, at our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.